Okay, Chavir, there's a lot to say. Try to make it shorter. Shkoyach for coming, Chavir. I'm serious nefesh, mamash. it's important that we mechazik now in the middle of the year when guys are like, okay, it's good, it's important to mechazik. It's very, you guys can make a chizik. I know I get a lot of chizik from it, so thank you for coming. But just, we're at like the midway point, like post Hanukkah, Purim's not till like another 2 months, Pesach. It's like we're in that middle point where this is like crunch time, you know what I mean? It's like crunch time, it's like, you know, when you have like the trade deadline in baseball or in hockey or in football, the trade deadline is like the second week. But in like in those sports, the trade deadline, it's like the ones that like want to win, they like go all in. It, even if they might get messed over later on, but they go all in. That's like that zman now. It's like if you want to be something, if you want to really tap into what you're doing here, this is zman now. Not teves shvat, where it's just months where there's no really yom tovim, two shvat givaldik. There's nothing really going on so much. This is the time where you tap in. That right now, I mamash dig deep that when Purim comes, givat shows who I am. So it's important that nichazik these moments that we have together, which definitely are very precious to me. So we're still holding by Hanukkah. We're still holding by with, it was less than a week ago that we were still lighting the Hanukkah near us. Right? We know that the whole beginning of the month, was Hanukkah, which means that the whole month of Teves has an aura of Hanukkah to it. So what's the avodah of Hanukkah for us now? How do we still keep strong to that? So it's a Gemara that says that there's two foods that are complete opposites. There's shemen zayis, and then there's zayis. Right? There's olive oil and there's olives. So they have they have something about them that's complete opposites. It says shemen zayis is mesugal zechira, and zayis is mesugal shichcha. Right? I mean that if a person eats olive oil or is around olive oil, that's a skula to have zechira, which is remembering. A person eats olives, it's a skula that you're going to forget. So we know the whole Indian of Hanukkah is what everything's about shemen zayis. Everything. Shemen zayis zach, right? It's a mitzvah, it's mahajim and hajim, the chachila, if you use olive oil, the nesos with olive oil, I have sifkaniyot, I have tetelakas, everything's with oil. Right? My hands are probably still oily from all the Hanukkah stuff. So that means that what? That Hanukkah is very much connected to an Indian of zechira. It's very connected. We've spoken about that before, I think, also. That the Indian of Hanukkah is a time where it's mechazik the zechira. What does that mean for us in our Avodas Hashem, chevra? So we're holding by Parshas Vayechi. So a person has to ask himself, when it comes to Parshas Vayechi, first of all, it's all b'schus the tzaddikim, so siv nasim bresim is your tzayt tomorrow night, b'shem kol Yisrael, b'siyat Hashemai, everything we say is just because Hashem gives us the koach. We always have to remember that. As much as you might say, but always remember, everything only called Hodul Hashem Kitov Kilim Chastal. Everything's just from Hashem. This is so geschmack that you come together and sing a little bit. Schus the Boreal, Kavod Shemayim. Tadar Abala, Allah, cool. Last time we were here, I was looking to have a child over Hanukkah. So, Hodul Hodul Hashem. I mean, so geschmack, and how much growth everyone here has had over Hanukkah. So, it's important. So, Vayechi, so you have to think about the Indian of Chaim. What is Chaim? What's an Inyan of Chaim? How am I Zoch to Chaim? What's Shaykh to Chaim itself? So what's Shaykh to Chaim, I think, is very clear. It's Zechira. Like we say by the Yom Tovim. Say what? Zachrinu l'chaim, mel chafitz b'chaim, kasinu v'sivr chaim, avinu malkinu, zachrinu l'chaim tovim. Right? Everything about Zikaron is always Shaykh to Chaim. Zachrinu l'chaim tovim. Which means that when a person has zechira, has that midah of zachar, has a midah that they're working on zechira, that means that you're shaykh to being alive. That's shaykh to chayim. All of Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, the etzah is in Mitzrayim, is that what? You have to tap into that midah of zechira. Tap into that midah of remembering, of who I am, of what I am, where I come from. Right? Zachar is Avram, it's Yitzchak, it's Yaakov. We're always tapping into that. You have to tap into zechira all the time. That we say about Hashem, we say it's three times a day in Shmoneh Esrei. Baruch Hashem, Elkei Malcholam, Elkei Avraham, Elkei Yitzchak, Elkei Yaakov, El Agadol Gibor Banor Elyon, Gomel Chasav Tovim, Kone Hakol, V'zocher Chasdei Avos. That Hashem also, Hashem's always remembering, V'zocher Chasdei Avos. What's the words after that? V'zocher Chasdei Avos? Umevi Goel. That when you have Zocher Chasdei Avos, when you tap into that midah of Zechira, what happens? Maybe Goel, that's the Shaykh to Geula. That brings Zechira as the Midah that brings you to Geula. Happens to be that if you take the Safi Tevos of Zocher Chaste Avos, Maybe Goel, Livnei Safi Teva is Gematria Chanukah Vemila. Which again shows that Chanukah is an Indian of Zechira. And if you take the right, the Safi Teva is Vizucher Chaste Avos Mevi is Gematria Torah. Torah is also an Indian of Zechira. But not for now. So with that Zechira itself, with tapping that need of Zechira, that's a result of the Gula. With Zechira comes Gula. So now you'll ask me, okay, it's very nice, but what is Zechira? What do I do with Zechira? Is it just that, okay, I remember, right? I remember that one time this, I remember that this. What's the meat of Zechira, Chavra? So if I were to ask you, when I say the word Zachar, what do you think of?
Remember.
But what? Okay, good. Shabbos what?
Zachar,
oh, very good. We'll get to that. What else? Oh, very good. See, Isaac's already holding my Purim. Yitzchak. That the Indian of Purim. Chavra, Purim's next on the list. Isn't that Givadik? 65 days until Purim. So geschmack, no? I just can't wait. Ah, Purim. We should just start Purim now, no? It's got 65 days of Suda. Achashverosh did it for 180 days. Why can't we do it for 65? No? Mm-hmm. We have to build. That's it. We have to build our Kalim to get there. So, when it comes to Malik, when it comes to Purim, we know that what's the last stop before Purim? Parsha Zachar. Right? Zachar is Asher Yisrael Chalei Malik. Everything about Zachar. So now when it comes to Zachar, so it's an obvious question. It's a question. What does that mean, Zachar? What does it mean to have Parsha Zachar of a Malik? So, since we're in YU, we're going to learn Torahs from the Rav. Right? The Heilige Rav, Salvechik. Chus Yagenalini. So listen to this, Chavra. It's in Harei Kedem, Simin Reish Ches. It goes like this. It says, B'sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Tafresh Gimel, 603. Mavur, the Nashim Peturos Mitzvah Zechir Samalik. He says that Nashim are potter from the Mitzvah of Zechir Samalik. Why? Mishum, the Einan Benos Melchama, because women don't go to war. Umikevan Shepeturos Mimchir Samalik, since they're potter from going to war to kill a Malik, Peturos Gamkin Mitzvah Zechir Samalik. Therefore, they're also going to be potter from the Mitzvah of Zechir Samalik. The Havah Hataya, because this is taller than that. Says, and this is from Sefer Chinuch. And so what's up? Because of that, Nashim are potter from hearing Parsha Zachar. So now it's a question like this. What's the yisod? If I were to ask you, what's the foundation of the mitzvah of Zechir Samalik? Imhi bishvil sheikai mitzvahs mechir Samalik. If it's to what? To kill, to wipe out a Malik. Since women aren't chayev to do that, therefore they're also not going to be chayev in zechira. The O, the mitzvah b'fnei atzma, shal zechira s'ma'aseh amalek. Or maybe it's a mitzvah itself, just to remember it. Zechira s'amalek. What they tried to do to us. Vain, v'milchas chinuch, shekvar her b'zeal chinuch, gam mi amad b'sod Hashem yizbarach. Ima tamach masa nekama, the Efshar Shigzera Kasav Shinizkar Shinasam is a Tam Shia. So now he quotes a Rambam. The Hine, I'm the Rambam, a Perak Hei, Hilchos, Halacha Hei, Mihilchos Malachim, Umitzvas Ase, Lizkor Tamid, Masav Haraim, Bari Vaso, Kidil or a Vaso, Shnemar Zachor, Sasher Salach Amalek. So what does the Rambam seem to be saying? That the goal is that what? It's Ma'orer. What does Ma'orer mean?
Light.
Good, it enlightens you, it awakens you. It awakens you to what? To hate Amalek. To remember what they tried to do to us, and therefore what? It awakens you to hate them. So what does that sound like, if I were to ask you? That doesn't sound like I have to do anything. It just sounds like I should have hatred for them, right? Umavuar, the mitzvah hi kedei le'orer eva. Ach, akati tzarach in, imatachas hi l'shem milcham abo. But again, it doesn't bring us the solution. So does that mean that it's supposed to ma'or me like this? Am I supposed to be ma'orer that I want to eat the food? That I should have a taiva to eat it, or that I should eat it? So to hear, is the tachlis that I just come to hate Amalek? Or is the tachlis that I hate them so much that I come to kill them? Amnam kein mevor b'rambam b'sof ahalachamem hechaz melachim shetzivanu lizkor v'shenemar zeh b'chol eis v'na'or ha'nefashos b'mamarim lilachim bo. That means what? It's supposed to or you to want to go out to war versus them. Harei the tachlis ha'mitzvah hi ha'melcham. That means what? The tachas, the mitzvah of Zechira, of Zachar Amalek, is what? Is actually Melchama, to fight them. Vayin Sham Od. Halos Yireh, Shmuel HaNavi, Kshehizchi La'asos HaMitzvah Zos, Echasa, Shu Zechar Tchila, Ma'aseu Ara, Vakar Tziv L'Hargan. Now what do you do? First, you command them to first what? To hate them. To remember what they did, and what did he do? He killed them. So what do we see, Chevra? Muvur, the tachas, Zechira, Hi, Mechias Amalek. So we see the tachlis of the zechira of awakening that hatred for them is why? It's to wipe them out. Which means that what? If I were to ask you, what does it mean, zachris asher asalach al-Malik? What does it mean, the zechira of Amalek? It doesn't just mean to remember them, to remember, oh, what they did to me and hate them. What does it mean?
They're still doing this.
So. And what, but what do I come out of them?
It's an
action. Ah, exactly. It requires an action.
It's a
fight. Yeah, a fight. A milcham, exactly. I mean, the tachlis isn't just that, okay, I have a feelings to hate them. The tachlis is what? With that zechira, it brings me to doing something. So what do we see? The tachlis of zechira here, at least I'll pee the Rambam and I'll pee the Sefer Chinuch, is what? Is that zechira isn't just something that I could sit back on a beach chair and be like, oh, give up, zechira. It's that what? I have to go out and do something.
Could be why we read a davka right before Purim, because it's more
to... Oh, very good, very good. That's exactly what it is. Exactly what it is. It's more you to go do it. So what do we see, Chevra? Something interesting about zechira is that zechira requires you to go do something about it. It's not just enough just to remember. It requires you to do. Sounds really nice, because you take, what's the gematria of zechira? I'll give you a hint. It's one above 241.
242.
Oh, there you go. 242. Got it. Right? So Zechira is 242. So the Pasuk says, right, that Hashem has Bechol Dover Dor. I'm bringing up the Pasuk right now. Oh, it says, Mechama Ba'Hashem Ba'Amalek Midor Dor. That Hashem has a war with Amalek, Be'Amalek Midor Dor. So it's Gematria Ba'Amalek. So the Pasuk says in Ben
Bishal. 242.
242. The zechira, the tachas of the zechira is what? Is ba'amalik. What does that mean though? It doesn't just mean to remember them. Remembers what do we say zechira is? It means to remember that to go kill them. That what it requires is an action to do something with that. That what, but what the Indian works of amalik is also, is that zechira is gematria ba'amalik. Why? Because amalik attacks that zechira. They try to make you, that's why the Sfarim say that amalik is gematria safik. Right? Safik is inanim that I'm not sure, I don't remember, I don't know, I don't know. That's what they attack. They attract you to what? To not have zechira. To not remember anything. Whether it's in your machshava or whatever it is, they require you to forget. You can't have a malik. That's why the nikud is what? You can't have mechias amalik on Purim, like Yeshua was just saying. The what? You can't have mechias amalik unless you first have what? Zechira samalik. And that's exactly what she was saying. That what? The Indian of Purim is that first you have that tomorrow, then the what? That Purim is, Purim's not just a day to go get drunk and waste it away. Purim is an avodah gidola ad me'od, from to speak about. Is that there's so much avodah. Rav Nassim Breslover, Chusya Genelini, who speaks about, and he has beautiful stuff in the Kutei Lachos. He says, you better not drink anything, you better be very careful. There's a big avodah going on Purim. Right? Mishloach Manos, Matanos Avionim, Kriyas Megillah. So there's a lot to do. That what? You're getting ready for the biggest battle of your life. There's a lot to do on Purim. It requires a big action. That the nekud is also, is that, so what does it mean a malik attacks? A malik wants you to have shikha. Right? Shachach, to forget. So who was the enemy we just battled on Hanukkah? Yavan. Right? So the Medrash says, the beginning of Bereshis, it says, Choshech zu Yavan. That the Indian of Yavan, is they came there, machshich in name shal Yisrael. They darken our eyes. Right? Arch, oh, realize I forget something. Okay, psiach, tishmaya, chevra. Right? It comes that they come and do what? They darken our eyes. So they're Choshech. So if you mix up the letters of Choshech, what do you get?
Shachach.
Now what Choshech is, same thing as Shachach. They require you, they try to get you to forget. That's why the whole Indian of Hanukkah is a chias of what? Of Zechira. Of remembering. Remembering. And exactly what Amalek attacks and what Yavan attacks. Exactly those in Yavan. Why? Because they don't want you to require, they don't want you to remember. Because what we said remembering is before. So with remembering, umevi goa. That's the shach, that's your ticket to Gula. That's what you see. What's everything about Mitzrayim? If I were to ask you, Mitzrayim nowadays, what's the Indian? Zecher li Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's always a Zecher. Everything's a Zecher. If you look in Avodah Hashem, we have six Zechiros. Six Zechiros every day. We're saying these Zechiros. To remember, why? Because part of being a Yid is what? You have Zechiros with you, to remind you. But I'll peel what we were saying, reminding is not enough, just to remember it. That requires you to do something. So like the Rebbe over here, Rabbi Yitzchak said before, so when you think of Zachor, what do you think of? Zachris Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. So what does it mean now, Zachris Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho? It doesn't just mean to remember, oh, Shabbos coming. Like it says about Shammai and Hillel, it says, I can't remember mixing up which one, it's in the Gemara Beitza, it says that one of them, let's just say it's Shammai, every day, he would buy something and say, this is the Kavod Shabbos. Right? And then the next day, he'd find something better and say, oh, you know what, this is the Kavod Shabbos now. And the next day, he'd find something better and say, this is the Kavod Shabbos. Every day, he would buy something in the Kavod Shabbos. And Hillel, He would find something during the day. He said, no, I'm going to find something even better for Shabbos tomorrow. But their whole week was what? It was all preparation, doing actions for Shabbos. Preparing themselves every day. A little bit more, a little bit more. So what does that mean? It means the Indian is that you have to do. Zachas Yom Shabbos doesn't just mean it means that what? I'm longing for it all the time.
So isn't Pelach HaZachor is the Mitzvah that says the Shabbos, no?
Yeah. Right, exactly. Mitzvah is exactly, to do. Beautiful. So that's why, if you look at the very beginning of the Parsha, it says, Vayechi Yaakov Be'eretz Yitzrayim. So it means that Yaakov had a chias in Eretz Yitzrayim. Yeah? So how did Yaakov had a chias? So except Yeremez, take the matchup, Vayechi Be'eretz Yitzrayim. Which means that Yaakov had chias. So Vayechi Be'eretz Yitzrayim is gematria 707, is gematria HaShabbos. Which means that, what was his chias there? What was the chias of Yaakov? So what? That he's mizdabik himself to Shabbos. Like we spoke about last night. That's why he left from Be'er Sheva. It says, who was the first person Yaakov sent into Mitzrayim?
Yehuda.
So Pasuk says, Shalach Lefana Vel Yosef. So he said last night that Shalach Lefana Vel Yosef is gematria Shabbos. That what he sent Shabbos in. That what he sent Shabbos, that what he's always being mizdavik himself to Shabbos. And that's how he has a chias. So you want to know how to be alive in Mitzrayim? It's a, what, that my Shabbos Kodesh is alive. Again, Mitzrayim doesn't just represent being in Egypt. It represents being in any state of galus. It represents being during the week. The nekud is that every day I have a mitzvah that when you say, I think Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach do this, right? Before you say the Yom, right? What do you say in the Yom? Yomim Rishon?
Shabbos.
Bishabbos. Which means that it's in Shabbos. That you should try to say, it's a good thing to start doing, before you start saying the Yom, say, Zachar Siyom HaShabbos Kavcho, Yom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. What? That you're fulfilling the mitzvah of what? Of remembering Shabbos, but tapping into it, of longing for it. That the nekud is that what? The Shabbos has to be alive. The remembering of Shabbos has to be chiyastic. Can't just be that I had Shabbos now during the 6 days of the week I'm gone. It means that what? I do preparation for it. That my Limud Torah, you know what the best preparation for Shabbos is? Limud Torah. That what I'm learning, covered Shabbos. I'm learning to prepare for Shabbos. Everything I'm doing, that what my Shabbos becomes chiyastic, becomes fiery. And that's exactly why Shabbos, everything about Shabbos, Zachar Siyom HaShabbos Kadsho, it's full of chayim. But it has to be alive, chevra. Each day has to be full of life. If you look in Kriya Shema, right? If you ever seen Kriya Shema, Sfarim bring down that the Zohar quotes this. I've seen it before in different Siddurim also. Is that within Kriya Shema, the three, right? You have three prak of Kriya Shema. You have 10 zechiros of the Aser Sedivros. You know what I'm talking about? Seen this before? Right, I'll show you Masechta tomorrow. There's 10 different parts of Kriya Shema that has, for example, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenu, Shema Echad, is Anuchi Hashem Elkecha, right? And then you have this, you have all over the place, you have Zechiros to the Aseres Dibros. So which one is Shabbos? Which one is the Zechir of Shabbos? Not the Lav Dafka, the Zechiros. Which one is the one, Aseres Dibros, that corresponds to Shabbos? So Sfarim say that when you say, Leman Tizkiru, says, if you look in my Siddur, I'll show you tomorrow, Leman Tizkiru says, Zachar es Yom HaShabbos Kacha. Dafka Leman Tizkiru. Why? Because that's the whole inin of Shabbos. So mind you what? Don't forget about it. But again, according to what we said before, based off the Minchas Chinuch, is that what? It doesn't mean just to remember it. It means that what? Be on fire for it. Live with Shabbos during the week. That it should be fiery. It should be achanas. That what? That everything should be alive. That Zachira should be alive, Chevra. That's what it's talking about. If you look also at the beginning, sorry for a second. If you look at the beginning of the parsha, right? You have what's the first rash? This week's parsha. Who knows? Who's doing their Shnayim Mikra? Well, since you're all tzaddikim, you're probably already holding by Shvi, so you forgot about Rishon. So listen to the beginning for everyone here. So this parsha is called the Parsha Stuma. Heard of that before? It means the Parsha Stuma that in the Torah, if you look, there's no break between the parshas. It ends by Yigash. It ends. And right, without having a space in between, it's Vayechi.
It's only one?
No, there's a couple of others.
This is the one with no break, though.
I can't remember exactly what it is. There's one other.
With no break?
I'm not sure. I remember hearing this last
time. In the actual, like, the way it's written, it goes straight.
If you look in the Sefer Torah, it goes straight in.
It's like mid-paragraph.
Yeah, like mid-paragraph. There's no, like, break.
Is it Shof Tomas like that?
I think there's another one. I'm not sure. I just remember seeing this last year. I asked the question last year. But yeah, we'll find out tomorrow. But Vayechi is definitely, it's called the Parsha Stuma. This is what Rashi says. Vayechi Yaakov, yeah? Lama Parsha Zu Stuma. Why is this Parsha Stuma? Yeah? So he says like this. Why is this Duma? Lefi shekevan sheniftar Yaakovinu, since Yaakovinu died, nistamu einem velibam shel Yisrael mitzaras hashibud. What happened? Nistamu einem, that our eyes were like closed up. They were shut up. Right? They were sealed shut. Mitzaras hashibud sheschiul lashavdam. That what? The tzaras hashibud started and it got very bad. So what happened? So our eyes were shut. Yeah? So you see that what? The Einayim Dafka were affected. If you look by Chanukah, what's the whole Indian of Chanukah? The whole Indian of Chanukah is everything just about the eyes. Like we say, Haner Salah Kodeshim, Ve'in Lon Rishus, Lishtamishbem, Ela, they're Osam Bavad. Only to look at them, that's it. So the Sefer Yetzirah brings down that every month has a letter that corresponds to it. For example, I'll tell you how this works. This is cool to hear. Here's a specific thing. Familiar, you guys are Chabad, so you've heard of the 10 Sviros. Yeah. Right, so you have 10 spheres. You have Keser Chachmavina or Chachmavina Das. You have Chesed Gurat Peres Netzachod Yisod Malchus. So this is just going to be a quick lesson for you guys. Okay, I'll just give you something very cool to know. It's important to know this. If you forget it, fine. But it's important that you guys hear this one time. Basically, there are 10 letters that correspond to those 10 spheres. It's called Emesh and Beged Kaporas. Aleph Mem Shin Beis Gimel Dalad Chaf Pei Reish Tav. Okay, so if you take away 10 letters, yeah. From 22 letters in the Aleph Beis, how many letters are left?
12.
So those 12 extra letters correspond to the month of the year. I'll just tell you very quickly how they work. So Nisan is Hey, Iyar is Vav, Sivan is Zayin, Tammuz is Ches, Av is Tes, El is Yud, Tishrei is Lamed, Cheshvan is Nun, Kislev is Samech. What's the letter after Samech? Ayin. Teves is Ayin. Right? Shvat is Tzadik. And Adar is Kuf. So what do you see? What's the month of Teves? Ayin. Right? The month of Teves corresponds to the letter Ayin, Sefer Yetzirah says. The Nesas quotes it. So what does that mean for us? What does the word Ayin mean? If you take the letter Ayin, what does Ayin mean? It also means I. So what does it mean that Teves? Wouldn't you think that Kislev should be the Ayin? Kiss is all about the eyes, right? So why is Tevis? If I were to ask you, no, what do you think? Why would Tevis be the ayin? So that's the Indian. Is that what? Because it's reminding you that after the whole Gival de Gavoda of Chanukah, you might think that, you know what, okay, I worked on my eyes now I'm done. You know what comes and says? No. What's the whole Indian of Chanukah we said before? Is Zechira. Is that what? No. To remember that I was working my eye, keep on working on it. That's why the Parsha after Chanukah. Because really, Vayigash is the Oros of Chanukah are all in Vayigash, and now Vayichi is really the first week that there's no Chanukah now. So what does it say? Nistamu Einehem. That what? That Yavan comes, that's why it says that these 3 days that we're in now, Ches, Tes, and Yud, Teves were very bad days. You know why? It says because the first time the Torah was translated into Greek. It says that a Choshech came into the world for Ches, Tes, and Yud, Teves. So what does that mean? What do we say about Yavan, that the Choshech? Shehichshichu enayim shel Yisrael. They tried to darken our eyes. Which means that what? We have to tap into that Zechira. To what? To light up our eyes again. To remember that what? To remember who we were. Remember that each one of us, I guarantee you, each one of us stood by our nearest Hanukkah for a little bit and davened Hashem. Hashem, please help me be something. No? Yeah? Yeah? Dibi, yeah? Shua? Yeah? Stood by your nearest Hanukkah for a little bit, daven by it?
Yeah.
Wait, yeah?
They translated it into Greek, but now we have translations into English.
But the first breakthrough was Greek. And that was the first time. So now we have it, but it was the first time. And 3 days of Choshech. So the Nekuda is that we all daven by our nearest Hanukkah. Why do you daven? Because you want to be something. Everyone wants to be something. But you know what happens very quickly? The Yitzhar comes says to you, so let's forget about it. Well, you weren't really being serious then. That's the whole Nekud of Chanukah. It's a Shem and Zayis. Why? It's to remind you that, no, don't forget. Remember who you are. Remember what you wanted to be also. That's why when you touch oil, what happens to your hands?
It's like slippery.
Yeah, for how long? For a while. I mean, it doesn't go off, right? You're like cleaning out the glass cups from Chanukah. It doesn't clean so well. Right, it's all greasy, it's all stuck, it's a roshem. That's why certain tzaddikim used to be matva, they used to use wax candles. Right? Why do they use wax candles? What happens when a wax candle burns out? It sticks. It's very hard to get rid of it, right? You know why they did that? They said, because we don't want that aura of Hanukkah to ever forget about it. We want it dafka to be dirty and hard to clean up. We want it that our hands leave a roshan. There's a remnant of it. Why? To remind us to keep that aura of Hanukkah going. When we first got married in our house, I'm not kidding. I tortured my wife almost. Right? My menorah was there from Hanukkah until Purim. I didn't move. Why? Because every time I got home, I woke up in the morning. What's the first thing I saw? Now my wife, you know, like she was God for our first year being married before we had any kids. My menorah was there for 3 months after Hanukkah. Why? Just to remind, again, I'm a little bit crazy, you know what I mean? Drive my wife nuts. But sometimes you gotta be crazy to be successful, you know? I should still could be successful one day. What else?
It's not moving as physical to open up our eyes now, and because it's leading right once after this portion, we're going to the question of shoulder, to a down very hard.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. But that's the whole nikud. Why? Because Hanukkah comes to remind you that what? Don't forget about me. Don't forget about who you are. But start doing maisim on it also. Start living that there. That's what it is. So just to finish, Hebra, with the Torah from Rabbi Nachman, Nishtap Chesanefesh. So this is when it's quoted here. It's quoted in Va'ayin B'Sefer Nachas HaShulchan from Haravikos Mitzharin. Bilchos Pesach Shemur Sham. It says, listen to this. She'ikr hisgambris ha'sitra achra. The ikr hisgambris, the ikr way that the Satan tries to beat us, who lesamos ene ha'adam shelol is boni klal drachav, to shut a person's eyes that he doesn't think about what the derech is on. Bebechinas lo yachpot ksil betvuna. So what does that mean, Chavra? Is that the ikar avodah that the Yitzhar tries to beat us on? Is that what? Tries to shut our eyes to not be misborn on what we're doing, not be misborn on who we want to be. That's the davka teves is the Indian of the ayin. It's mechazik ayinayim. To remind us that what? Don't forget about Hanukkah. Don't just let it be like it passed and boom, that's it. Live with it. Zechir, take it with you. That's everything Hanukkah is about. That's why, how do you end Hanukkah? No? How do you end Pesach?
You eat chametz.
You make Abdallah. Okay. How do you end Shabbos?
Make Abdallah.
So how do you end Hanukkah?
No.
You don't. It doesn't end. It's most of the holy. It keeps going. But you know who tries to end it for you? The Satan comes and tells you, hold on a second. You're done. You lit them last week. Stop. The whole nekuda is that's not true. It didn't end for a reason. Because that Or of Hanukkah, that Or of Zechira doesn't end. It keeps going for us. If we want it to. And that's the whole, that's our job these days. So you say, what? That Hanukkah doesn't end. I'll tell you how it doesn't end. Is that, if you look at it, we have a lot of props that we use during the year. For example, we have the shofar, Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur, we fast, we wear begadim of white. Sukkis most, where we have lulav, esrog, hadas, maravos, in a sukkah. Simchas Torah, even, you have a Torah. So what comes after that? And then you have Hanukkah, you have menorah. But again, all this stuff is what? It's just props. It's not the ikr. The ikr is the what? Hashem says, ki rotza Hashem ba'amo, that I only want you. I want you to come to realize that what? That what does it mean? What do we say? What's the or of Hanukkah represent? Represent the or of Torah. Like we say, Lehudim haisa or of Simcha v'sasim yikar. So the Medrash says, Ora zu Torah. That the Ora zu Torah. Which means that what? That after Hanukkah, how do I still light my menorah? You know how you light it? When you start learning Torah, you have to realize that's the same exact thing as lighting the menorah. Even higher. That's exactly what it is. You light up the nights. That's what the Rambam says. The ikr time of Liman Torah is when? Says a person wants to be zocha, the keser shel Torah. Is that what? It's Liman Torah at Laila, at the night time. That's like, when does Hanukkah come? Hanukkah comes dafka at the darkest time of the year. Right? It happens to the Kohanim. Right? What's Gematria? Kohen? 75. 75. Kohen, who the nace of Hanukkah happened through, was Kohen's Gematria exactly Laila. Is that what? To remind you what these days of nighttime, is that what? That's when you mechazik. That's when Hanukkah comes. To realize that what? That even when you think you're in nighttime, as long as you tap into this or of Torah, as zechira, you're good. You can do it. But however, that's what it's our job. It's our job now to tap into that. Tap into that zechira. To remember who we thought we wanted to be on Hanukkah. And dafka, one of the best aces for that is what? Is Shabbos. Because like the Arizal says, and we'll mamash finish with this, sorry. The Arizal says, is that when it comes to halachas, of Erev Shabbos. What do you light first? Hanukkah candles or Shabbos candles? Oh, very good. It's Machlokas. Yeah, Erev Shabbos. Right. I think most of us like Chanukah. Definitely Chabad. Definitely like Chanukah first. So Rizal says, why? Says like this. Because Chanukah says the Or of Shabbos takes you all the way up. It goes all the way up to the Olamos, the higher Olamos. The Or of Chanukah comes all the way down to the lowest places. Says so if you light Shabbos first, you're already in the higher Olamos. And Ner Chanukah doesn't do anything for you. The Tachlis is that what you light the Ner Chanukah, and it lights up even low places. That when you light up Ner Shabbos, it gives an aliyah to everything that's in the lowest places. So what does that mean? It means that Ner Chanukah feeds into Ner Shabbos. Right? Which means the same thing here now. There's two times you really light Neros. It's called Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos. Right? So the Nikud is that what? That we have to do is that Ner Chanukah lights into Shabbos. And the way you keep going with that Ner Shabbos, when you tap into the Zachar Siyom HaShabbos HaKadosh HaHevra, that's what it is. But you know what the other Nikudah is? It's realizing that it's Ashreinu Matov Chalkenu. When you start realizing that, what? How gevaldig is it that I had a Chanukah? How gevaldig is it that I could be a Yid? That I can have Shabbos Kodesh? The Zechir is what makes it that like this. If you love something, right? If I buy you a certain jacket, and you love that jacket, how do I know that you love it? That you use it, that you wear it, that you love it. So Ashreinu Matov Chalkenu means that what? That I mamish, I love this. I love it so much that I can't let go. I want more of it. I want more of it. Right? So what did we say before is the Indian of Shabbos? We said Leman Tizkiru. Leman Tizkiru is the Indian that what? That to remember Shabbos. But what do we say about Tizkiru? What does Zechir mean, Chevra?
It's an action.
An action that you do it, that I'm so in love with it. So that's why if you take the Gematria of Leman Tizkiru, so Leman is 190. Okay, add this up, Chevra. Leman is 190. Tizkiru is 633. So if you add 190 plus 633, what do you get?
823.
What?
823.
823. So Leman Tizkiru, are you ready for this, Chevra? We're going to sing one niggun after this, yeah? Is okay? We can sing one niggun after this?
Yeah.
So Chevra, you ready for this? Sipatzan? Leman Tizkiru, which is talking about the Shabbos, the Indian of Shabbos. So Leman Tizkiru is Gematria 823, is Gematria exactly Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu. That's the whole Indian. The Leman Tizkiru of Shabbos, the what? I'm mamish. It's Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu. I love it. I'm in love with Shabbos. I'm obsessed with that. What? I need more of it. I need to tap into it. Because my limit HaTorah during the week is Shabbos Dik. That what? When I go to sleep at night, I say, Hashem, three more days to Shabbos Gevaldik. That what? I prepare something. If I'm going to wear a certain type of shirt on Shabbos, I put it closer in my dresser. Or if I have a certain yarmulke I wear on Shabbos, I bring it out on Tuesday night. Whatever it is, just to make a zechir of it. That the Shabbos Kodesh should be Gevaldik. That I should live Shabbos during the week. And that's why Shabbos is, what's the whole name of Shabbos? Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Shabbos is that Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's what takes me out. That's why, what do you have? When is Parsha Zachar? Why don't you read Parsha Zachar the day before Purim? When do you read Parsha Zachar? On Shabbos Kodesh. Why? Because with Shabbos, that's how you have Parsha Zachar. That's the dog Parsha's come dafka on Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos was Mechazik that's here. So b'schus this, whatever, b'schus us coming together, shizuchah to get ready for this oros of Purim, the oros of Shabbos, and to what? To not fall into that eitzah of the Yitzhara that tries to shut our eyes. To dafka mechazik our inayim. To mechazik the tzchira. And b'schus that, we should mamish live with the matizkru, to have that inyan of Shabbos, inyan of Tzitzraya, and b'schus to live, what ashreinu matov chalkenu, manayim garalinu. That what, how gevaldig is it to be a yid. B'schus that, ashreinu matov chalkenu. Ayaw Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu Manayim Garaleinu. Ayaw Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu Shezachir Nizkarim Lirabeinu. Uman Rosh Hashanah, Uman Rosh Hashanah, Uman Rosh Hashanah, Uman Rosh Hashanah, la 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 la
Ashreinu matatakeinu manayim gadaleinu. Ashreinu matatakeinu manayim gadaleinu. One more time. Ashreinu matatakeinu shezachinu zkoreh l'rabbeinu. Ashreinu matatakeinu shezachinu zkoreh l'rabbeinu. Uman uman rosh hashanah, uman uman rosh hashanah, uman uman rosh hashanah, uman uman rosh hashanah.
Shkoyach, Chavez.